Welcome to This Youth Generation, working to improve the quality of life for youth in our community. I'm your host, Dion D. Price, author and youth life skills coach. I'm looking forward to engaging you on the topic of critical issues concerning today's youth generation by way of informative edutainment through storytelling, discussions, and interviews. If you're a parent, educator, or youth worker, this program will be a valuable resource for you. Let's get to it. This Youth Generation, Dion Price, Life of a Youth Worker. This episode talks about when policy conflicts with ethics and values, right? There's going to be a time. So regardless of your occupation, we have a moral and obligation to do the right by the people we serve. Sometimes our moral and ethical integrity will conflict with the expectations of our occupations. Then what? If you're grounded in your morals and ethics, then those values will dictate your decisions. Ironically, this is a school of thought or philosophy called deontology, which is the study of moral ethics and duty and obligations. Not sure if my folks were thinking that deeply when they named me, but it does fit my character as a father and youth worker and as a man. I encourage youth and youth workers to stand firm in their morals and ethics. Why? At some point in your life and career, your morals and ethics are going to be tested, particularly in the field of youth services. I recall as a director of youth programs in a major nonprofit organization years ago, I was faced with a dilemma. This young kid, about 9 years old, was left outside at our facility. The facility closed about 9 p.m. His parents didn't come get him. We tried to reach out to them. No contact, no show, no response. So what do? Our policy clearly indicates never to have a youth in your personal vehicle. So what do? My parental instincts kicked in. It was late. It was dark. I took that kid home. Now, he was also friends with my own 9-year-old kid who was with us as well. So I took him home. I violated a policy. The question is, did I do the right thing? Was that the right thing to do or not? It was a clear violation of organizational policy, but it would also have violated my personal morals and ethics to not do the right thing by that child. There's often a conflict between what is best for the people we serve and what's best for the organization we work for. Sometimes in our work environment, we're driven by numbers and stats at times, and it transcends human services. We're reminded of this on a regular basis. The stock market numbers determine what we invest in and how we handle our money. The unemployment rate determines the strength of our economy. Test scores, not overall quality of education, determines the value of a public school system. Nielsen ratings and the number of viewers decide if a television program will be continued or canceled. Many law enforcement officers and agencies are motivated by number of arrests, not serving and protecting. Some politicians respond to number of constituents, motivated by political expedience and not genuine service for the community. Nowadays, people do any and everything on social media to generate as many followers or viewers as possible. It is apparent that we're becoming a society that is driven by numbers and is beginning to outweigh the desire to serve humanity. It's even more apparent that we've digressed to a society governed by stats and not by human discernment and sound judgment. Even the nonprofit sector is often governed heavily by participant numbers and contract obligations, not effective programming. This indicates that quantity outweighs quality these days. Years ago, I challenged a youth service worker, an organization I was working for, who refused to assist a youth who was not on their caseload. Now, the reason was this was, it's not proper policy and protocol to spend time helping a youth that's not on their caseload. This would have been considered a waste of time. That particular youth slipped through the cracks and was removed from this residential program. Less than a month later, that youth was killed. This still haunts me to this day. Had this young man received the attention he deserved, would he still be alive today? You can only wonder. putting people before policy is not a bad rule of thumb. Ideally, ethics and morals should not be compromised by policy and procedures. Just a thought. Deontology. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this program, download the podcast or subscribe to the channel. We appreciate your support.